True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Powerball for this weekend is now at $1.7 billion, I believe.
Update. It's Scott running away from that comment.
Okay. $1.8
billion. $1.8 billion. Thank you very much.
Fast as he can.
Would you care to guess Would you care to guess which state spends more money per person on lottery tickets?
Like people, like the players, like citizens spending more money?
Right.
Mississippi.
Okay. Per capita.
Mississippi.
No. Mississippi only spends... The average Mississippian will spend $180 per person on lottery tickets.
Is it a rural, what you call it?
No, it's New Jersey. Very close on the map, but not close enough.
Delaware?
Massachusetts is number one.
Wow.
The average Massachusettsite
close
will spend $915 per person
per year
on lottery tickets. That is correct.
Holy moly.
Now keep in mind the lottery is not played in Utah, Nevada, Hawaii, Alaska, or Alabama.
Wow. A person from Massachusetts is either a Bay Stater, which is very normal sounding, or a Massachusettsian. You were right.
Yep.
Massachusettsian.
Would you care to guess of the states that allow lotteries, which state spends the least per person?
Oklahoma.
North Dakota, where they will spend $50 per person per year.
That just has to do with the distance between gas stations.
I bet you it's so heavily weighted, though. Like, what percentage of the population even plays? So, therefore, the people that actually play are spending so much money.
I do not play the lottery.
I don't play the lottery either, but I bought tickets this week mostly
because... So, you do play the lottery.
Okay, sure.
That's like saying I don't do drugs when you got a joint in your mouth.
If you smoke one day out of the year, you think that'd be I do drugs?
Let me rephrase. It's like saying I don't drink as you talk to me at the bar with a shot of vodka.
Okay, whatever. Okay, fine. Okay. I play the lottery for the one day a year I bought tickets because the lotto is $1.8 billion because my truck rolled over to all sevens and I was feeling lucky, which is what happened and why I did it. And
okay.
Reasonable. If I win, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to give you a bunch of money.
You won't be coming in.
Yeah, and I would. I want it. If you won,
I'm over here.
I'll give money to everybody.
We see you, Sam.
Dude, if you win, the buyout would be what, close to $800 million?
We did the story yesterday. After taxes, it's $485 million.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Okay. I'm Pat Mahomes all of a sudden. I'm double Pat Mahomes.
Well, you're definitely living in his neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm now a percentage owner of a major sports team is what I'm going to be.
Now, if you do win, I have an investment opportunity for you. It's out in Lincoln, Kansas. It's currently for sale for $1.3 million. It is on 8 acres.
I would buy it.
The dirt is not the interesting part. It's got a missile silo.
that's been converted into an underground house.
Hasn't been really converted cool. yet, but with the extra fundage that you'll have, we can absolutely convert it. It'll
fundage?
Be the greatest.
I like that. Have you ever been to Dodge City, Kansas?
You ever seen a grown man naked? You ever been in a Turkish prison?
Okay. Never been in a prison.
Okay.
That one never dies.
Never.
Kansas residents spend $110 a year on lottery tickets.
That's low. No. What was the lowest?
Lowest was North Dakota at 50.
That's right.
I caved and I bought $10 worth this week. And I knew full well it was going to be a donation. And I asked my girlfriend, how do I manifest myself winning? And she said, that's going to take years. And I was like, okay, great.
That's right. And you still have a ways to go. The average Missourian will spend $287
oh, good.
On lottery tickets.
It's for the kids.
So I'll go tonight and I'll go ahead and just drop 277 so that I can get up to that average.
Mm-hmm. So was that like two tickets a week, roughly? In Missouri.
Oh, don't make me math on a Friday, Dan. Come on, you know better than that.
The average is interesting because so many people spend so much money on lottery, and so many people don't play at all. I mean, there are people that come in and buy the entire $50 scratcher book in one go.
Listen, as the only person probably between the four of us that has worked in the gaming industry, by gaming, I mean gambling, casinos, for almost a decade, it is shocking how much people spend on gambling when they don't even have the money.
And see, that's what I'm afraid of, Bobby.
It's terrifying.
And by the way, they pull up in like a rundown Corolla. Nothing against a Corolla, but...
And there's one thing to say. This is quote-unquote my form of entertainment. But there certainly is a fine line of entertainment and having a problem.
1-800-BETS-OFF. That's why I won't do it. I have an addictive personality, mm-hmm. and I recognize that.
Sure.
Oh, we've already gotten you addicted to gambling.
Well, I wouldn't call Happy. That. I wouldn't call that gambling.
That's a charity game.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just giving money to people who work here.
Community building.
Uh-huh. It's a morale boosting way of giving out money to those who are not as fortunate in this building as I am.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow.
But anyway, my point is I'm petrified of the idea that if I started gambling mm-hmm. and I would start losing right out of the gate. I know that.
No, you'd probably win out of the gate. That's the thing.
Well, maybe so. And then I'm going to want to keep going back.
Right.
Hey, first hit's free.
Or if I lose, I'm going to think to myself, I'll get this back. There's no problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just give me 50 more bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get this back. It's just one more card. You know, she pulled a fast one on me. I got this. And I would run over to the ATM and grab 50 more bucks. And then next thing I know, I'm 500 in and they're showing me the door.
Oh, they're going to get you a hotel room so you spend more. And
I was going to say 500K?
500K.
It's all about managing and self-discipline and
of which I have very little
and seeing it for what it is an amusement, it is a fun thing.
It can be entertainment for sure,
but it's entertainment,
it is for me.
If you just keep it like that in your own brain and then know when to walk away.
But tell that to the woman on oxygen smoking a cigarette pulling the
mm-hmm.
handle, you know, for her it's her ticket out. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.